This episode is being brought to you by Soul Tribe Publishing House.
Welcome back to Soul Sisters Sunday Podcast. We're so excited to have you listen again, and we're so excited to be back. I am Jay.
And I'm your co-host, Kim.
And we are the Soul Sisters of this podcast. So for today's episode,
like many of our previous episodes, we bring to you engaging conversation, different ways of looking at things, good laughs, and good times.
Before we get into our episode, don't forget to subscribe to us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. We're on TikTok. You can listen to our episodes on any platform that you listen to podcasts on. And stay tuned.
Now that we are all done talking about feminism and womanism, let's get into a juicy topic. Let's get into the topic of hoism.
That sounds like an interesting topic, but what even is hoism? What is that?
Let's first start with what is a hoe. And listeners, we will use the French term in our title, so you guys have to become French with us. So according to my research, hoe is the term that originated in African-American vernacular English. So it is a slang term, and it is the variation of hoe, H-O and H-O-E. It is often used to refer to a promiscuous or sexually liberated woman. The term is typically associated with sex work or derogatory way of referring to a woman who are perceived as engaging in casual sex encounters or relationships. Now, listeners, it is important for us to note that this term is considered vulgar and derogatory, and it is used to perpetuate harmful stereotypes and stigmatize individuals, specifically women.
To me, that sounds very outdated. I understand that's something that came from trying to attack women and make them feel bad for whatever choices they want to make with their body. However, I don't stand for it. I want to leave that behind.
You want to leave what behind, the term or the stigmatizing of the term? Because I don't think we could leave the term behind. I believe over time it has been used both negatively and positively. It is used as the term of endearment between friendships. So can we really leave it behind, or can we change its narrative?
I was mostly speaking in terms of changing the narrative. Of course, it's a word that's been around forever and will continue to be around because it's a word people like to use. However, being so quick to stick someone in a category of a hoe and make it seem like it's a bad thing makes no fucking sense to me. There have been many a times I've asked a person, what is a hoe? When they throw it around so loosely, and deer in the headlight response is what I get. They don't know how to answer me, because why? There is no such thing, in my opinion. Especially as a way to hurt women and make them feel bad for what they do. Who are we to judge anybody? So let's stop using hoe as a bad term, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so how would you describe a hoe?
It would be hard for me to describe because I don't view many things as hoe activity. I know there are women out there who have casual sex. To me, that does not make you a hoe. That makes you a woman who just wants some sex. There are women out there who date multiple men, not even having sex with them. And some people will say that's a hoe, but it's not, in my opinion. She is a young woman or a single woman having fun and courting as she should. The entertainment of multiple partners, again, engaging, mingling, socializing. Why would I want to limit somebody of that? The only way I can think of me calling someone a hoe is if they are in a monogamous, committed relationship and stepping out in a way that can hurt their partner. If you're with someone, married or very seriously involved, and you're actively cheating on them for whatever reasons you may have, then I may slip up and call you a hoe, because that is not what you should be doing in that situation. Now, Jay, how would you describe a hoe?
I agree with you in terms of not correlating hoism with sexual liberation. I don't like the idea that a woman who is comfortable in her sexuality being labeled a hoe. I don't agree with that. When I think of a hoe, I think about sexual working and how they use that term for people who are in the sex industry. I don't agree that it's a good term to use, but I do see it being used in that field. Whenever I think about a hoe in terms of personal life, I would agree with you too. I would agree with the idea of going beyond your boundaries violating the agreements and terms that you have set for yourself in a relationship, or you have set for yourself morally speaking, would lead to you being a hoe. But I also don't think that hoism is necessary in life. When people say I have to go through my hoe phase, or when men like to tell other men, just get it out of your system, go through your whole face and then settle down, I don't agree with that. I don't think that hoism is a rite of passage. So I don't know how I would describe a hoe, because there is so much nuance in that term and in experience as well.
It's funny you bring up men going through a hoe phase or being called a hoe. It's weird how they are praised for it and encouraged to do so, while we as women, we're supposed to sit here like nuns with our legs crossed and can no one look at us. I'm not saying that we should be calling anybody a hoe. However, if men can experience this side of dating and this side of their sexual life, then a woman should be able to do the same without any judgment. I know it's not like that in the world. I know it will never be that fair. However, in my eyes, if a man can do it, she can do it.
I agree with that 100%, because one of the biggest arguments that women shouldn't do it is because no man wants to marry a woman who has been ran through. But who says that a woman wants to marry a man who stuck his private parts in everybody? That's just the same value. Why would I want to be committed to someone who has been around the community and everywhere else, attaching themselves spiritually to other people, and then turn around and accept them when I haven't attached myself to anybody spiritually? That makes no sense to me. And that's a double-edged sword and a double standard that I don't agree with. So if men want to be hoes, then don't be mad that women don't want to settle for you.
I was just going to say, the reason why they expect us to be so open to men who have went through a hoe phase is because the idea is to have women settle. They don't want us to ask for more. They don't want us to know our worth. They want us to take the bare minimum and be happy with that. It's crazy. I don't like it either, but I'm telling you the truth. This is how the world views the relationships and the connections between men and women.
I'd rather be spiritually aligned with myself and not have to take on someone else's demons that I never met, that I never had intimacy with, take on their depression, their anxiety, take on HPV, BV, and other STDs. That rhymed. I think celibacy is so beautiful. I, once again, don't believe that every person has to go through a whole phase. You can learn so much about yourself sexually without going through a whole phase. I also want to get away from society telling women that having a whole phase is normal as well. How about we don't have whole phases, neither for men or for women? We don't need to do that. We can learn about ourselves without sleeping around with Joe, Billy, and Bob. We don't need to do all that. Before we get any further, let me make things clear. When I say I don't believe in the whole phase, it's not to judge people. It's not to judge men or women on what they do sexually speaking, because you're not laying down with me, you're not paying my bills. I could give two damns about what you do on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I don't care. You do what you do, and however you and your God deal with each other, that's on y'all. For me personally, I don't believe in myself having a whole face. I don't believe that that's something that I want as my experience. However, if my friends want to go through that, I'm going to be in the popcorn stand cheering them on. Good for you. Good for you.
And I get that. I'm not saying that it's necessary to have a whole face either. However, it goes back to the idea of wanting to judge someone. I've noticed many times the person who is calling someone a hoe has had hoe situations themselves. I know women who have called people like Beyonce and Cardi B and different people like that, called them hoes, but yet they have three different baby daddies. Well, honey, what position are you to judge? So that's why I say, to me, a hoe is very hard to define. And if a woman wants to go all over the place, that's her business. She's not a hoe. If a woman wants to sleep with every man that walks past her on the street, let her deal with those spiritual ties and those nasty bugs that be on her ass on her own. That's her consequences. But that does not make her a hoe, in my opinion.
I agree with that 100%. I don't think that anybody has the right to judge anybody. Once again, I go back to spirituality because that is my view on the world. I am not better than anyone, but yet no one is better than me. So whenever I talk about hoism and the whole face, I'm talking about my perspective and my experience with it. I love my sexuality. I love intimacy with my part. I would draw the line at anything beyond that. I don't play with bodies like that. I don't like that. Now, Kim, I have a question for you. Women who go out of their way to be promiscuous with people that are in relationship and go chasing after men that are in relationships, even after the man tells them, I'm in a relationship, leave me alone, they draw boundaries. At what point is that being a hoe? Because you know there's women out there that do that.
Yeah, I know there are women out there like that. And with those women, I would say they are making poor choices. They're potentially playing with fire. However, I don't even think I could call that woman a hoe. She needed her ass whooped. She needs somebody to talk to her. But if she's a single woman just going after this piece of meat, I don't think I can call her a hoe.
It's so interesting. I wonder how our conversation would be 10 years ago, because I do think that our experience allows us to have this conversation and draw these conclusions. However, I do think that society at its face value does label women like that as hoes. They label women who want to have casual relationships as hoes, and women who are not in relationships but yet are sexually liberated as hoes. So I would be so interested in knowing how our younger selves viewed this.
I would tell you right now, younger me was trying to be a bit more conservative and trying to follow the path of society. So younger me would have thought just about anybody was a hoe. Thank God that girl grew up. It's so harsh to have that label put on you, especially when you're sitting there minding your own business. That's so dangerous for women. I understand men experience that too, but I'm talking from a woman's perspective. That is very disheartening and dangerous, and we need to stop that.
Also, too, I don't believe that men get the same fire that women do when we are labeled these derogatory terms without the endearment part. Because Kim and I, you and I can joke around, meaning that I see you that way doesn't mean that I see you less than me. But men don't have these things. Men are applauded for this stuff. The more, the merrier. And that's where I believe I draw the line. Because to me, that double standard don't fit. And I would never be okay with a man telling me I have 100 bodies on me and you gotta settle for me and you gotta accept me with my 100 bodies. No, I don't. There's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out, sir.
Again, it's because of society. All of that is societal bullshit.
Now, really quickly, how do you intend to have this conversation with your child?
That would be a weird one. I would tell my child just to be careful. I would make sure she understands that people carry spirits, people carry bad energy on them. So be cautious of who you choose to entertain in a romantic way. However, there are no hoes in my house. If you bring a little boyfriend over this week and then next month you got a new little boyfriend over, 2 months later you got a new little girlfriend over, I'm not going to see you as a hoe. I'll just make sure you're being safe and you're taking care of yourself and answer any questions, but there's no hoes in my house. How would you handle it?
I agree with that. I think I would focus more on the honoring of your body, honoring your vessel. That may sound very conservative of me and very prudish, but I truly believe that the people that you give your body to, your vessel to, should want to honor it to some degree. Every person that you have intimacy with leaves a mark on you, and you leave a mark on them. So to me, I would have that conversation of make sure that that's who you want to leave your mark on, and make sure that you want them to leave their mark on you, because it does follow you. You want to have a good memory of that. At least that's how I would view it. I have conversations with my daughter about this because she's becoming of that age, and at school they're teaching them about this. So we have conversations about this already, and I let her know, be careful, yes, make your choices, but it's okay to wait. You don't have to participate in anything that you're not ready for. And if you're not ready until you're an adult, that's okay. No one has to pressure you to do anything. And I think that conversation is being drowned even more nowadays, with sexual liberation being so open and the conversation is so loud. It's okay for us not to be involved with people physically. It's okay.
Now, I will say this about the whole phase. I've noticed with the newer generation, because they are so open and so fluid and all over on a Kinsey scale, they don't really stick to this idea of being a hoe. I just say if a person wants to enter a hoe phase or feels like they are going into a hoe phase, just be careful. I've noticed when we speak of hoe phase, we instantly think the dirty, nasty stuff. You itchy, you burny, you crusty, you dusty. We go right to that segment, and it doesn't have to always be that. You can have a clean hoe face.
I don't agree that you can have a clean hoe face. I do not agree with that, because you're aligning yourself to get into spirits with everyone that you're having a hoe face with. And maybe that's just my spirituality speaking, but every person that you lay down with is tied to you. So there is spiritual ties that are interconnected. And once again, it might be that you don't catch anything because you're having protection and all of that great stuff that science has told us to do. However, spiritually speaking, you are now having to fight battles that you don't even know are happening. You're now depressed because you lay down with someone who has been struggling with depression, with anxiety, and you don't even know where it came from.
The whole phase is a learning lesson. With there being so many ties and connections on a spiritual level, a person can learn not to go through that again. They can look in that and say, when I laid down with Mr. Man's 1, 2, 3, I felt a big burden on my back. I didn't feel like myself. Therefore, moving forward, as I cleanse and heal, I won't do it again. I just say there are lessons in everything. So if there was a whole phase at some point in someone's life, I hope they learn from it and don't repeat it.
Now, listeners, you'll have to tell us, what do you think about this whole phase? Do you believe that women should have the same right to go through this rite of passage as men? Or do you think it's a social phenomenon for women to not have this rite of passage?
Let us know what you think on the hoe phase and tell us, what is a hoe to you? How would you define it? As always, we are on TikTok, Instagram. Our inbox is open. We love all the likes and comments that you give us. So continue to do that. We love the support. And we will see y'all next time. Bye.
This episode has been brought to you by Soul Tribe Publishing House.